A lovely singer from Winnipeg opening our program with an enchanting voice from a CD appropriately entitled Enchanting Melodies. Charivni Melodi in Ukrainian, and that song was Oy Helya Helya, a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Call of the Geese. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, над вами в радіопередачу «Наш голос» у прекрасній місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, also known as Pavlina, and I'm so glad to have you with me here on Nash Holos. Whether you're listening on the radio via the live web stream or time-shifting via podcast, welcome, vitayu, as we say in Ukrainian. We have a great program lined up for you. On Ukrainian Food Flair, Judy shares her recipe for homemade pickled mushrooms, and you're going to love it. Vasyl Pavlovsky will join us for a spiritual moment, as will Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour program in Ottawa with her Chisnolive Did You Know feature. We'll also have a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. Up next is Zrada, also from Winnipeg, from their self-titled CD, which they released just a little under a year ago, and a song called Bystra Voda, Quick Waters.
Бистра вода мене несе, мені ворожить ясне сонце, вітер шумить, місяць блистить. Вечірня пісня тут
Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English-Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net. Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. Tropak Ukrainian Dance Theater invites you to celebrate with them at their 15th anniversary fundraising gala on Saturday, June 5th at the Ukrainian Community Society of Ivan Franko, 5311 Francis Road in Richmond. Enjoy cocktails starting at 6 p.m., Ukrainian buffet dinner at 7, followed by a performance by Tropak and entertainment by the popular live band S-Bahn. Tickets are just $40 and $35 for students and seniors. To book yours, call Stefania at 604-728-7915 or email contact@tropak.ca.
Thank you.
And that was by the Canadian Bandurist Capella from a CD called Hrai Kobzariu, which just arrived here at Nosh Holos just last week. And you'll be hearing, obviously, a lot more from that CD. It is like their first one, which you've heard a fair bit of here on Nosh Holos. A fabulous group and wonderful songs and music, and you'll be hearing a lot more. That, incidentally, was that number was Tropak, and that is the only version of a Tropak, which is a Ukrainian dance, similar to a Hopak, actually. Not Gopak, as you may have read and heard, Hopak. But we're talking about the Tropak, and that happens to be the name of a group, a dance troupe based right here in Richmond, who that is celebrating its 15th anniversary, and you just heard about that a minute ago, just before this song. And just another little plug for them, if you don't have your tickets yet, definitely get them. If you haven't ever seen them, it's a treat, so don't miss out. Here's an opportunity. There may still be tickets available, so do take in their 15th anniversary celebration this coming Saturday. At any rate, the Ukrainian Tropak is a Ukrainian folk dance. Was played by itinerant blind bandurists. Try to say that quickly when you have a few drinks under your belt. Itinerant blind bandurists. It was popular in eastern Ukraine, and as I said, similar to the Hopak, but it differed in that the tempo of the dance progressively quickened. And Peter Tchaikovsky incorporated a Ukrainian Tropak in his Nutcracker Suite, and it is often incorrectly labeled as a Hopak or Gopak. At any rate, again, that was the Canadian Bandurist Capella from Toronto, from their CD Hrai Kobzariu, and the Tropak. And coming up next, another group from Toronto called Zubrivka from their CD Home Again, Znovu Vdoma, and Chom Ty Ne Prišo, Why Didn't You Come?
Місяць зійшов, я тебе чекала. Чи коня нема, чи стежки не знав, мати не пускала. Чи коня нема, чи стежки не знав, мати не пускала. Стежку я знав, і мати пускала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сідерце сховала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сідерце сховала. Сестра, сідерце знайшла, коня осідлала. Твої братіку, то дівчинки, що тебе чекала. Твої братіку, то дівчинки, що тебе чекала. Дайте мене,
You're listening to Nosh Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Spring has sprung and the smuzhi, or morels in English, will be poking up through the wet leaves to bask in the sun's rays. With pails and knife in hand, I remember walking through the pasture on the family farm in Rosa, Manitoba, hunting for that mound of beautiful, dark, brown, curly clump of mushrooms. Morels are a feature in many cuisines. Cooks worldwide prize their unique flavor. Extensive washing or soaking may ruin the delicate flavor and require long cooking times, so clean them quickly. Any visible soil should be removed with a brush after cutting the body in half lengthwise if needed. These mushrooms are my very favorite. In the spring, that is. In the fall and late summer, pitpanki are my favorite. Mushroom picking is an art and a science. You should not try it yourself, but if you know a knowledgeable mushroom picker, there's no experience like it. I remember on my first trip to Ukraine in 2002, it was a Sunday in late August, the family we were visiting decided to go mushroom picking. The four of us, Nadia, Vasil, my husband Roman, and I climbed into the family's blue Lada and headed out looking for that magnificent clump of late mushrooms. What are we looking for? I asked Nadia. Oh, you'll see them. They are big, brown, and orange in color, with very large heads. Wondering if it's a mushroom like I've seen in Manitoba? We scoured the countryside of Lviivska Oblast, but could not find one single mushroom. Wait a minute. I see something. Sitting all alone, huge, brown, and orange in color. Could it be a mushroom? Is it edible? Did I strike it rich? I sure did. I was the only one to find what everyone was looking for. I carried it like a baby, grinning from ear to ear the whole way home. Ukrainians have a special fondness for mushrooms. Numerous varieties of edible mushrooms of excellent flavor grow in abundance all over Ukraine. Unfortunately, many of these varieties do not grow in Canada. Pickled mushrooms are regarded as an item of importance at the zakuska hour. Therefore, today's recipe, I have pickled mushrooms, courtesy of traditional Ukrainian cookery. It is one of the best I have found. For this recipe, you will need 1 pound small button mushrooms, 1 small onion sliced, 2/3 cups of mild vinegar, 1/2 cup water, 6 peppercorns, 1 bay leaf, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon or more of sugar, and 1 tablespoon of oil. Clean and wash the mushrooms, leaving the stem attached to the cap. Cover with boiling salted water and cook for 15 minutes. Drain and cool. Save the liquid for soup. Arrange the mushrooms and onion slices in alternate layers in a sealer. Combine the vinegar with the remaining ingredients, except the cooking oil, and simmer for 10 minutes. Strain and cool. Pour over the mushrooms and top with the cooking oil. Cover and keep in the refrigerator for about 12 hours before using. For a milder mushroom, use equal parts of mild vinegar and water. Enjoy! We sure do. До побачення and смачного!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Finenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nosh Holos Radio. You'll find a taste of Ukraine and the warmth of home at Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Judy and Tanya serve up old-fashioned prairie hospitality, along with mouth-watering authentic Ukrainian favorites, pierogies, cabbage rolls, borscht, and more, straight from their very own kitchen. Open for breakfast and lunch Monday through Saturday from 8 till 6. Dine in or take your tasty treasures home, fresh or frozen. Enjoy home-style pierogies and much more at Prairie Cottage Pierogies, 20771 Langley Bypass in Langley. Up next. next is Paris Takeyev from Winnipeg, and this is from their CD Prairie Nights and Peacock Feathers, which is, I think, their third CD that they put out. And we've got Julian Katasti on bandura and vocals coming up with one of their numbered dances. It's Dance 6. And put yourself back in your mind about 200 years back in time in Ukraine, a small village, and you're hardworking, and all of a sudden a blind minstrel comes to town, and he probably sounded something like this.
Ой, грайте до ладу, а я по каштану краду, та їх тобі подарую, щоб грав мені веселую.
Blast from the Past was courtesy Peter Lamb and his Sundown Pals from a vinyl recording made back in the, I would guess, 1960s sometime, called A Simulated Live Recording, whatever that is, of a Genuine Manitoba Ukrainian Country Style Wedding. And this is a type of music that I grew up steeped in. I heard this particular album many, many times. And this type of a recording has actually had never been done before because of the technical problems and cost of producing missing it. But it was actually quite delightful, and there are very many numbers that replicate on the traditional Ukrainian wedding. And that number that you just heard was the Going to Church Vivat, and Vivat is a type of welcoming music accompanying various different rituals. And this one of going to church is unlike the Western wedding tradition that where you have the father or the parents walking the bride down the aisle. There was none of that. The bride and the groom got together before the wedding, and they walked to church together with this great procession. And quite often the parents didn't even show up. They stayed behind, and they fixed up stuff, got food ready, and everything ready for all the guests, because Ukrainian weddings are traditionally quite big bashes. And so the entourage went to church, and the musicians accompanied them. And if you speak Ukrainian, of course, you would have caught at the beginning that little bit of intro dialogue where the musicians, or somebody saying, come on, musicians, hurry up and get playing, because the young people have to get to church. So that, again, was Peter Lamb and his Sundown Pals with the Going to Church Vivat from his simulated live recording of a genuine Manitoba Ukrainian country-style wedding. And coming up next, something completely different. We're going to Ukraine for a contemporary artist by the name of Taras Chubai, who has put out a tribute recording to a fellow that went at the time that I was steeped in Peter Lamb and other similar groups. This young fellow was studying the violin on the other side of the planet in a very different style of Ukrainian music, and went on to become one of the country's most beloved and prolific composers, and would have been more prolific had the KGB not brutally murdered him at the young age of 30. His name is Volodymyr Ivasyuk, and here's Taras Chubai now with a number that is arguably the best known and best loved of Ivasyuk's compositions, the Red Rue, Chervona Ruta.
Звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ти чарзілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене щарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти в мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чиста вода, то є бистра вода, сині. Тебе в снах, у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках, ти приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно вже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чиста вода, то є бистрая вода синій. Червону руку
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nashuas. May is a month when spring truly arrives in most parts of the Northern Hemisphere. On the Southern, it may seem like winter is just around the corner. Though the later may have seemed to be the case as I was on my way from the train station in Lviv to the city's bus station, en route to Lublin, Poland, on May 24, 2004, and it just happened to be this week's persona's birthday. I had met her a number of times. The first was 10 years prior when she was still relatively unknown, and she decided to ham it up with the guys from the Lviv-based a cappella group, Picartiska Tercia, on stage in Ternopil. Then a friend and arts promoter in Lviv introduced me to her after she had won the Slovyansky Bazaar competition in 1996. Throughout the 90s, she was involved in many different projects, but it was not until she touched on using traditional Hutul elements in her music and riding the developing popularity of world music that really introduced her to the world. Even prior to her selection to represent Ukraine at the Eurovision Song Competition in Istanbul, I had interviewed her for Ukrainian Time in Montreal in either late 2003 or early 2004, as her CD Deki Tansi, Ukrainian release, had already sold by official counts over 100,000 copies. To the world in general, she is simply known by her stage name Ruslana, though her full name is Ruslana Lozhichko, and that May 24th in 2004, she was turning 31. I was going to wish her a happy birthday. As the minibus drove along Streska Street in Lviv towards the bus station, the driver said with a hint of laughter in his voice, announced that he thought it was the end of May. The white flies that were taking over the skies at that moment had made him think that Christmas was just around the corner. As the snow came down, I found Ruslana's phone number on my phone and pressed the dial feature, though unfortunately she was inaccessible. I later learned that she was in the Carpathian Mountains on her birthday, which, by the way, is a great place to get away to. Well, to many it may have seemed that Ruslana just appeared out of nowhere. However, her musical education stems back to her childhood, where she sang in the children's ensemble and attended special music school prior to entering the Lviv Conservatory to study conducting, which she graduated from. Since her success at Eurovision, her work has not been as ethnically charged, though she clearly has been able to commercialize herself as well as her music. In 2008, her Ukrainian version of Wild Dances was used in the video game Grand Theft Auto 4. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Ruslana Lozhichko.
and I wanna be loved. Right, I'm not gonna take my wild chance.
And that was the Ruslana that you heard Vassel speaking about a few minutes ago from her CD, Dekitansi. That was Wild Dances, which won first place at Eurovision in 2004. We don't know who is going to be winning this year. Ukraine has never yet been knocked out of the semifinals, so we'll find out next week how Ukraine did in 2010 Eurovision. Coming up next, though, we've got the second place winner in the 2007 Eurovision, Verka Serduchka, with a crazy tune called Dancing.
Hello, everybody. My name is Verka Serduchka. Me, English, Nick Fischstein. Let's speak dance.
Sieben, sieben, alulu, sieben, sieben, eins, zwei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, eins, zwei, drei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, sieben, sieben, eins, zwei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, eins, zwei, drei.
Tausend!
Listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that in southern Ukraine there is a small village where people speak an old version of Swedish? Gammalsvenskby, which translates as Old Swedish Village, is its name. A recent story in the Stockholm News tells us that in 1781, the Russian Empress Catherine the Great decided that the Swedish population in Estonia had to be moved to southern Ukraine. She made them walk the more than 1,000 kilometers to a village on the Dnipro River near the city of Kherson. Around 1,000 people started the march. Only half of them reached their goal. On their arrival, they learned that the empty houses they had been promised were not empty at all. 1 year after their arrival, only 135 Swedes were still alive, but during the coming decades, their number started to grow again. Many years later, in 1929, several hundred Swedes from the village were allowed to leave the Soviet Union for Sweden. Most of the Swedes from the Ukrainian village stayed in Sweden, but a few returned to Ukraine in 1931 because there was a financial depression in the West and no jobs. The immigrants were victims of xenophobia in Sweden, and communist propaganda there said that life was excellent in the Soviet Union and that they should go back. The Swedes came back to Ukraine in famine. Over the years, the Swedish population in this village in Ukraine kept their Swedish identity and their Swedish language, and they still speak a language rather similar to 18th century Swedish. This village, Gammalsvensby, currently has around 300 inhabitants, and the Swedish heritage of the village makes it special. This small village in the Ukrainian countryside gets buses full of Swedish farmers wanting to learn agricultural techniques used in this region, and visits from Swedish backpackers and people interested in history and linguistics. Tourism means a lot for the village from an economic point of view. That might be one of the reasons why they teach Swedish as an optional subject in the school in this Swedish village in southern Ukraine.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Бел of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chisnalove, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. Don't miss the Svitanic Chorus Cabaret on Saturday, June 12th at the Ukrainian Orthodox Auditorium in Vancouver. There will be performances by Svitanic Chorus, Ukrainian dancers, local artists, and dancing for all, plus special guest artist Ihor Bohdan from Calgary. Doors are open from 6:30 till midnight. Tickets just $15 for adults, $13 for seniors, and $10 for students. That's the Svitanic Chorus Cabaret at the Ukrainian Orthodox Auditorium, 154 East 10th Avenue in Vancouver. For tickets, call 604-929-2581. River Run Cottages is the perfect West Coast getaway. This unique bed and breakfast is just minutes from the airport, ferry terminal, and downtown Vancouver. Enjoy the romance of life on the river in one of four luxuriously appointed cottages. Get pampered, fed, and relaxed at River Run Cottages in Ladner. To book, call 604-946-7778, toll-free 1-866-947-7778, or visit riverruncottages.com.
Летит чорний орел, і сунненько краче, сидить сестра в хаті, за братчиком плаче, сидить сестра в хаті, за братчиком плаче. Поїхав далеко до чужої землі, упав він ранений від чужої кулі. Упав він ранений від чужої кулі. Ой, дорога сестра, тобі лист я пишу, лежу я в шпиталі, аж лишком колишу. Лежу я в шпиталі, аж лишком колишу. Тобі лист я пишу, лиш не кажи мамі, 2 роки минуло, як лежу в шпиталі, 2 роки минуло, як лежу в шпиталі. Моя господарка, буде чорна яма, ніхто не погляне, ні тато, ні мама, ніхто не погляне, ні
And that was from the CD Mickey and Bunny 24 Greatest Hits. That was indeed Mickey and Bunny with a lovely melody, a very sad song about dying in a strange country. That was Chorny Orel, Black Eagle. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is www.nashholos.com. That's NASHHOLOS.com. Or just Google Ukrainian Radio Vancouver. Well, sadly, our time together is coming to a close. So before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Не можна назвати кожного вченим, хто до школи ходив. And our proverb of the week translates as, not every person who attended school is educated. Well, that about wraps things up. So to take us home, we have Romko from a CD called Alberta's Finest Ukrainian Artists and Canada's National Kolomeika. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення. Hey, hey!